This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend. It is Monday, the 23rd of July, just after noon. I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong,
Frida Liu.
So earlier on today, I came on and joined you for a few moments, and we spoke about the idea of a four-day work week. That's the story that we're going to be leading with today, because there's a company in New Zealand. They go by the name of Perpetual Guardian. They tried a four-day work week, and the results were that their people were more creative, more punctual, and more energetic. They've gone from a trial, and they now keep it going, ironically, perpetually. We'll be talking about that in a few moments. That's our first story. Feedback about that, we've already had a bunch of messages. Get us on 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Our second story is about how one guy has gone from banking to meditation. Interesting little leap.
Mm-hmm.
And then story number three, how to make your LinkedIn profile work for you, courtesy of Frida. Wrapping up with story number four, which is all about three brain hacks, right, Christine?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so tell us about this four-day work week then, please.
Right, so as you said, a company in New Zealand trialed a four-day work week and found that it really worked for them, and they're going to stick to it. So this is the company called Perpetual Guardian. They are a firm that manages trusts, wills, and estates. And what happened was they worked four-day work weeks, which was 32 hours instead of 40, but they were still paid for five days.
Let's just clear that.
Of the work week.
They worked 4 days, they got paid for five.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Let me have a look here. Yeah, so as you mentioned as well, the supervisor said that the staff basically worked a lot better. They were more creative, they were on time, they didn't leave early, they didn't take long breaks. Their actual job performance didn't change when doing it over 4 days instead of five. They also found that they kind of worked in different strategies that were more efficient during the workday. So for example, some of their 2-hour meetings were cut down to just 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So this has actually been, it's not a new concept. Executive and researchers alike say that people can only do concentrated work for a limited number of hours anyway. So there have been a few other companies or governments that have experimented with shorter work weeks as well. So before, a Swedish government study did some research on shorter work weeks, and results show that employees were happier, less stressed, and enjoyed their work more. But the problem was that the program was expensive because the government had to hire additional employees.
Right.
Amazon has also experimented with having employees work 30 hours a week, but unlike what happened at Perpetual Guardian, they cut down to the employees only earning 75% of their normal salary while they still kept all their benefits.
Okay.
Meanwhile, technology education company Treehouse has had a 32-hour work week since 2006. But it's interesting because basically, you know, people are saying that this is scientifically proven to be more efficient than and effective than a traditional work week.
Because we can only focus for so many hours, you know,
yes.
with good concentration.
Yeah. So, for example, psychologist Anders Ericsson, who studies the development of expertise, suggests that people can only do concentrated work for about 4 or 5 hours at a time anyway.
Right.
So you might as well kind of get less time, and then people can focus more and get more stuff done. According to, I'm not sure exactly what this stands for, but OECD data. But the point is that according to the data during the study, New Zealanders worked an average of 37.6 hours per week at their primary job in 2017. In the United States, it was 38.6. So cutting it down to 32 hours kind of seems to make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as well, one interesting thing is that the CEO of Perpetual Guardian, Andrew Barnes, said that the results of the trial suggested that results are more important than face time. He said, and I quote, "A contract should be about an agreed level of productivity. If you deliver that in less time, why should I cut your pay?"
Right.
Right.
Okay, before we start discussing this, there's a couple of things I wanted to throw out first. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm guessing that depending on the industry that you work in, this is something that could or could not work. I assume that the manufacturing industry could be a little bit more difficult because obviously you have to do things on a line and whatever. But then we said outside, well, just hire more people then would be the solution to that, I would assume. Of course, incurring more costs, so that's one big issue.
Yeah.
I know of companies that have developed and used a four-day work week back in the UK, and their productivity has, in fact, skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they be legal firms, accountancy firms, companies that provide music and one thing to other different companies. It's just allowing that people to have more space with them, with their family and their friends, seems to do something you know, magical almost, because we're so ingrained the idea of a 5-day work week. You know, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that your brain come Thursday is starting to just deteriorate a little bit, and you age a little bit faster, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Frida, what's your thoughts?
Okay, so my theory is that, you know, we've talked a lot about work-life integration, and although, like, we come to work, we do a couple of things, and I head home, right? Mm. But then I switch on my laptop a little later, right? And so you just still meet your deadlines, but you don't really have to be in the office. I haven't calculated how many hours I actually work, right? There are the 4 hours that, you know, we're in the studio, that kind of thing, but there are all little bits of things that I do sometimes in the evening and all that, so it all comes in together when about events. The other thing is with this theory is it's Parkinson's law, right? You know that you've got this limited amount of time to get that work done. If it's 5 days, I'll stretch it to 5 days. If I've got 4 days, then I'll do it in 4 days, right?
Right.
You get more productive that way. You know, the fact is now, because I only got 4 days, and my meetings are definitely more productive. I don't need to do in 2 hours what I can do in 30 minutes.
So agreed.
Simple
agreed.
Things like that.
Meetings, the death of productivity has been my phrase for a long time. Chris?
Yeah. I think also what I really like about what this trial says, the whole concept of results are more important than FaceTime, I think is so interesting, because I think a lot of office work has to do with perception. Mm. Like we discussed, I think last week, about how open offices might not be great because you have this feeling of being surveilled and you actually can't do a lot because you try to, as you said, Frida, stretch out the work that you have to look productive when you're not being productive. Mm. So the concept of cutting that down and actually getting to focus on work for 4 days and then having the rest of that week off, I think is a great idea. And also, one thing is that sometimes, you know, when life happens, there's so much to deal with. Like, you have to, even things like chores can build up and you can feel that it's really hard to deal with. But once you can get that out of the way, if you have more time, then you can actually put in that extra energy into your work as
I mean, the idea of a 5-day work week is a relatively new concept anyway, you know. And it's not something that we should feel guilty about dismissing if that's the way in which we're headed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to quickly go to some of the messages that I've had on Instagram. Chris, if you could line up that one particular story from our WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Being PJP, who says, sign me up. Azudin has said, a fantastic initiative, implement now. Prashan has said, that's called productivity, man. 4 days quality work, 3 days of weekend, employees feel more motivated. I've got yes. Then I've got Ni Wong, who says, evil clients will still force their vendors to adhere to their 5-day or more work week. That's definitely a point that would need dealing with. But over to WhatsApp, we had a message that came in fairly early on before we started the show, and it says this.
Right, so this comes from WhatsApp number ending in 8828, and they say, we are currently working 6 days a week. I'm actually pushing for a 6.5 days work week. Working 4 days a week is out of the question. Most of my staff cannot afford to have too many holidays. What's the point of off days when you have no money?
Okay, so my first response to that, reading it with that context, without knowing any more, my response would be, pay your staff more so they have more money. That would be my first response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are more productive when they have more time off.
Yeah.
If you are lashing...
It's called rest.
Exactly. If you are lashing them over and over again, there comes a point when people start to break down, they form bad habits, and they just do things wrong.
Mm-hmm. But I guess my question is, you know, what kind of industry does this person work in?
Correct.
Because I will say that I think this model might not work for every single industry. I think it works more for office-based sort of jobs. But, you know, I'm curious to see why the 6-day work week was even implemented in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a very short break. Do keep your messages coming in, though. We'd love to hear them. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram, at BFM Radio. Keep feeding back all the way through the show. Plenty of time to talk about it yet. We've got some music coming up from Gary Clark Jr. This is Ain't Messing Around here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.